You're listening to Max Inc. Radio with Jimmy K. and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
One, two, three.
Sync Radio, radio for the people. That is Michael Darling and his brand new stuff. That song is called Someday. And be sure to check out the archives at maxincradio.com. If you missed a part of tonight's show or you want to hear last week's show, it's all right there. And plus, you can peruse the live music calendar, see where your favorite band is playing. All the information is right at maxincradio.com.
Jimmy Michael Darling is a singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and producer in Madison, blending elements of indie pop, folk rock, and jazz to create music pleasantly familiar yet intriguingly subversive. Michael Darling has been releasing singles and has a few shows coming up. Here in the studio to tell us all about it is Michael Darling. Michael, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Rocker. Thanks so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Michael, you were suggested to Max Inc. Radio by a friend of the show, Kat, of Kat and the Hurricane. Kat's not just going to suggest anyone, so you better tell us a little about yourself. How did you get here?
Absolutely. So first of all, shout outs to Kat and the Hurricane. They're awesome, so thanks for the suggestion. So I've been doing music my whole life, but I've always kind of struggled with finishing things and like following through, so it wasn't until 2019 that I went through the textbook breakup, realized that I wasn't where I wanted to be in life. I was working at a day job doing like software development for an insurance company, And I just realized, like, I should be doing music, because I kind of knew deep down that that's what I always wanted to be doing. So I'm finally, just in December, I actually quit my day job and saved up a bunch of money, and now I'm having a go at it to see where I can go. So
wow, how fun! Well, both of your parents are musicians. That must have played a big role in your musical upbringing. Tell us about your musical parents and how they shaped your career.
Absolutely. My mom and dad, like, I owe so much to them. I am here today entirely because of them. They are both musicians. They were actually commercial musicians when I was just young growing up. So we had a recording studio in our basement, and I would use it all the time. I played drums, and because of the fact that we had, like, a studio isolated, I could play down there. Fun fact, my parents also produced the Menards jingle, the Save Big Money at Menards thing.
You're kidding.
So that's the legacy that I have to live up to.
Oh my, poor you.
But no, like, I mean, like, my dad really helped me to get into, like, self-production and, like, helped me set up like a home studio in my apartment for recording stuff. My mom is, like, my best source of feedback. She'll actually, like, give me constructive criticism when, like, I make something bad. She'll tell me, like, if I send her a song that's, like, not great, like, she'll be really nice about it, but, like, she actually, like, I feel like moms just think the world of their kids, and, like, my mom will, like, she'll tell me when stuff is good, but she'll also tell me when stuff is bad. So they're just amazing for so many things.
That has to be super valuable to get the honest feedback. I mean, you can say, hey, how does this sound? You know, this happens to me all the time, like, when doing whatever. Yeah, this sounds good, you know?
But
the honesty is nice. No, that just sucks, you know?
Right. And, like, she doesn't, like solutionize it either. She won't tell me, oh, you should do this, but she'll say, like, this isn't, like, coming through in the mix loud enough, or, like, it feels lacking in this section, but she won't, like, give me answers. She'll just point out, like, issues and then kind of leave it up to me to figure out how to fix those issues, which is great. It's the best kind of feedback. It's very hands off, but, like, so helpful.
That's great.
It sounds like your vocal tracks are a little out of phase.
No, actually.
Oh, thanks, Mom. Michael, you've been releasing singles. Tell us about your recordings. Is there an album coming out?
So I don't have a full-length album coming out soon, but I do have an EP in the works. I actually, I decided to self-mix. I bit the bullet, and I just decided I'm going to do it. So I actually just sent out the final mixes to my mastering engineer this week, and I should be getting the first masters back next Saturday on the 19th. So once that happens, I'm very emotionally attached to the idea of just dropping the EP all at once as soon as possible. But from a, like, promotion standpoint, you know, as far as, like, getting the best shot at, like, exposure for each song, like, I'm going to be phasing the release, all the tracks over the course of this year. And I think finally dropping the full EP in October-ish. I'm talking with FPC Live to coordinate a release show. I don't have any dates locked in yet, but we do have the venue locked in, so I'm really stoked for that.
I love that. I love that format. I mean, dropping singles, stay relevant. You know, that song, people have heard it a few times. Now you drop another one on them. Keep them entertained and keep them captured. I like that.
Absolutely.
How do I drop that single in my CD player, Jimmy?
Oh, you send it to us, maxincradio.com.
Now, you have some shows coming up. The Stone Arch Brew Pub in May, that's up in Appleton. And the show that's coming up real soon is the Audio for the Arts here in Madison on March 26th, and it's going to be a streaming show. Tell us about your gigs.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm super excited for this show at Audio for the Arts. Like you said, it's on the 26th. I've got my band behind me that are going to bring some of my songs to life. It's some of the stuff that I've already released and some of the new stuff from the EP, and also even a couple songs that I've just kind of written recently that we've been working up as a band. It is going to be streamed. It's going to be recorded. And I actually recorded one of my piano tracks there live in the studio. So I'm going to be playing the same song in the same studio on the same piano, like, as on the record. So it's a very, like, true recreation of the vibe that I'm going for. So I'm stoked for that.
How do we hear the stream on that one?
The stream can be found on the Audio for the Arts Facebook page, or also on their website. I believe it's audioforthearts.com. There's also a small in-person crowd. Tickets are $15, and I think it's really limited capacity, but it's a super cool vibe for, like, an in-person, very intimate, kind of tiny desk sort of show.
No, where do you get those?
Those are also through their Facebook page. I think they have a link through Brown Paper Tickets if you check the Audio for the Arts Facebook.
Shout out to Buzz and Audrey, too.
Yeah, Audrey's the best. I haven't worked with Buzz yet personally, but Audrey is amazing. And Audrey, if you're listening, you're the bomb.
She's the bomb diggity. Where can we find Michael Darling online?
Yeah, so I'm on a couple of different places. I think my most active social media platform right now is Instagram, and I'm starting to get into the whole TikTok craze a little bit. I'm on Facebook and Twitter as well, just a little bit less active. But you can, if you just search Michael Darling on any of the platforms, I think my Instagram handle is Michael D. Darling, but usually just searching Michael Darling is enough. If you're not a big social media person, I also have a mailing list, so you can check out my website, MichaelDarlingMusic.com. And there's a form to submit your email address. I send out updates about new shows and new music, so it's the easiest way to stay in to stay in the loop, algorithm free, etc.
Man, you are a machine, Michael Darling. Thanks for taking the time to come in to play to talk to us tonight. We really appreciate it. We're going to listen to another single in just a moment. It's called Straight. Tell us about this song.
Yeah, so. Once it was 2019, I got really into that big writing stint, and I challenged myself to write a song every week, and it was a breakneck pace. But this was the second song I wrote as part of that. So really early in my songwriting career, I kind of just improvised the whole song, like the melody and everything, just off of one little lick that I had in my head. And I just went from there, and then the one take, and that was the whole form. And then I just produced it on top of that. It's written about me catching feelings for a straight guy in high school. And I wrote it from that perspective of like young me being in the closet and not knowing what to do with my own emotions. So it's very dramatic, very like dreamy and like kind of like nostalgic. And there's a lot of like kind of like rose tinted glasses sort of vibe. So I went for that in the production very much. And I think we hit the mark.
Nice. Jimmy, Michael Darling. You got one queued up for us? Straight.
We have Straight right here. Thank you, Michael. Awesome. And you're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
It's time to unplug from the politics. It's Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
you look at me with eyes that understand me? Oh, nothing better in this world. When she hold my heart and treat it so very gently, oh, nothing better in this world. Every day is a brand new day and a brand new chance to get it right. I've heard it said the heart, it has its reasons. Reason just can't understand. When some alchemy turns stone to flesh alive and breathing, yeah, reason got nothing but to bend a knee and raise a hand.
This is Kyle Henderson, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. That's radio for the people.
You've got to earn it, baby.
You've got to earn it.
Oh, you've got to earn it.
You've got to earn it.
Oh, you've got to earn it, baby.
You've got to earn it.
Now that's what you gotta do now.
You've got to earn it.
Oh, you've got to earn it.
You've got to earn it.
Oh, you've got to earn it.
You've got to earn it.
Oh, you've got to earn it, baby.
Sync Radio on Devil Radio 92.7, 101 FM, The Shaw, and AM 540 WAUK in Waukesha. That's Altered 5 there, Altered 5 Blues Band. You've got to earn it. Kyle Henderson before that with Brand New Chance, and new music from Michael Darling in front of that. That was Straight. Thanks to Michael Darling for coming in tonight, sharing his new music with us. We really appreciate it. If you're in a band out there, if you got some new music to share with the world, please hop on MaxIncRadio.com and submit your music. It's just that simple. MaxIncRadio.com. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ethical Trade Company. Fight human trafficking worldwide. There's a new store location by Old Brick Park. For more information, go to EthicalTradeCo.com. And by Ignite Glass and Gifts, 3 Madison locations, Monona, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop them online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Stand by, live in the Devil's Lair is just over there on the corner. Gonna hear some live music on Max Inc. Radio.
It's time to unplug from the politics with Max Inc. Radio.